Squeez Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squeez Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squeez Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 3. In Squeez Kids Today, cyclone bomb wreaks school holiday havoc, Taiwan's prehistoric paddle, do pets belong in bed, and the Cat in the Hat is back. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
School holiday plans were yesterday thrown into chaos as a cyclone bomb descended on Australia's most populated state, New South Wales, grounding flights, flooding caravan parks, saturating Australia's biggest city, and forcing the evacuation of thousands. In a wild winter weather event, the likes of which we haven't seen for decades, the school holiday getaway plans of families all over the country were left hanging as the state bunkered down against what meteorologists were calling a bombogenesis, or a cyclone bomb, which totally sounds like something straight out of a horror movie. Torrential rain and strong winds saw trees fall across power lines, cutting the electricity to tens of thousands of residents on the south coast of New South Wales, where flash flooding was also causing havoc yesterday. Meanwhile, on the other side of the earth, in the northern hemisphere where summer is in full swing, Europe sweltered in a heatwave, with temperatures in some parts of the continent reaching the high 40s. Ew, that is hot. In Paris, the mercury climbed so high that city officials had to close down the Eiffel Tower, refusing entry to its tippy-top level for thousands of tourists who visit each day, for fears that it was just too hot and too dangerous up there.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Taiwan, where scientists have revealed the results of a most amazing experiment. Determined to work out how prehistoric man travelled across the oceans from one continent to the other, the scientists made stone axes, cut down a huge tree, created a hollowed-out log canoe, and, using only paddles and the tides and currents, made their way from the island nation of Taiwan to islands on the edge of Japan, hundreds of kilometres away. Using the data they collected, they've been able to imagine how early humans hopped from one continent to another over 30,000 years ago, helping us to understand early human migration patterns, the sorts of patterns that created the races, the ethnicities, and the countries that we know today. Amazing.
Animal Kingdom.
Do you have a dog or a cat at home? Does that dog or cat sleep with you or another member of your family? I know our dog, Louie, loves to sleep with my son, Flynn. And now, scientists are debating whether or not it's a good idea to have a furry friend in bed with you. On one side, scientists who are in favour of doggy sleeping companions say it's good for both the dog and the human, with high levels of serotonin being released. Serotonin is a hormone that is released in our brains to make us feel happy. On the other hand, other researchers suggest that dogs in your bed can impact the quality of sleep you get, and that it's a practice that should be discouraged. Good luck telling that to Louis.
Pop Culture Corner.
The Cat in the Hat is back. Or at least he'll soon be back, with a trailer dropping yesterday for a brand new Dr. Seuss feline-inspired animated movie starring everyone's favourite mischievous hat-wearing cat. Due to hit cinemas next year, the movie sees the cat launch a mission to cheer up a couple of kids who have moved to a new town and don't have any friends. Cue the madness. And speaking of kids' movies, don't forget to check out our Squeez Kids Winter School Holiday content, which starts next week. We'll kick off on Monday with our first ever Squiz Kids School Holiday Movie Guide, where Christy and I preview all of the awesome flicks on the movies these holidays. Then, from Tuesday, Christy's famous school holiday brain teasers will be back. She'll pose a question in the morning and the answer will drop later in the afternoon. Genius. And because we know you like to gawk at screens, we're stepping up our YouTube content these school holidays. For the two Fridays of the upcoming school holes, on the Squiz Kids YouTube channel, we'll be premiering our Squiz Kids Science Shorts, where Christy goes into mad professor mode to answer curly science questions that you've sent in. Like, why do we fart? Oh, excuse me. And does a bigger brain make you smarter? Search for Squiz Kids in YouTube, like and subscribe and all the rest. It's gonna be crackerjack.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which famous monument in Paris has been closed because of the heat wave there? Yep, that's right, it's the Eiffel Tower. Question number two. Which island nation did scientists set off from to ride the ocean's currents bound for Japan, just like prehistoric humans would have done? Yeah, that was a bit of a toughie, wasn't it? Do you remember? That's right, it was the island nation of Taiwan. Question number three. Name the famous kids author who wrote the Cat in the Hat books. And I'll give you a hint. His name starts with a doctor. Well done if you said Dr. Seuss. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's Wednesday, July 1. Today is Territory Day in the NT. Happy Territory Day, Territorians. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Evie from Vermont South, Henry from Sunshine Coast, and Oscar, Ollie, Paloma, Ali, and Hamish, all from Exeter Public School in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales. And it was super special to spend a little bit of time with you guys virtually as winners of the May Classroom Shoutout competition. And classroom shout-out today go to Class 5-6 with Ms. Walton at Dubbo Christian School on Wiradjuri Country. Class 3-4 Blue with Mrs. Schaefer at Holy Trinity Primary School in Wanturna South. Class 5-6G with Ms. Gort at Lucas Heights Community School in Barden Ridge. And Class F-7 with Mr. Salvea and Class 2-8M with Ms. Henson, both at Hammond Park Primary School. A reminder, if you celebrate a birthday over the coming school holiday break, we'll be announcing your belated birthday shout-out when Squiz Kids returns to normal programming the week commencing July 21. Otherwise, don't forget if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids vs. Adult Weekly News Quiz, the last one for school term two. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.